Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Olala Njinga is here, ladies and gentlemen. Olala is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's the CEO of Yellowwood Group. She is the author of 37 What Were They Thinking? Moments in Marketing. She is a consultant to the stars, and I consider you small business owners to be stars, so that's what I mean. And she's our good friend, Olala Njinga. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim. I appreciate being back.
Always a pleasure. You're always welcome back here.
Thank you.
You know, Olala, there are a couple of things going on out there. We got two different kinds of small business owners. We got one group of small businesses who want to hire new people. They actually have a place for people. They need to put somebody on payroll. But they're frustrated because they can't find qualified people. This is a real issue. I'm hearing more. I've been hearing this now really for a couple of years, couple of 3 years really, from talking to small business groups. And they're really frustrated because they've got an opening, but they can't find good people. Then the other type of small business are the ones who probably should hire someone, but they're either, you know, intimidated by what I just said, or they're intimidated by the process, or they're scared to actually make that leap of bringing on maybe the first employee. What do you think?
Absolutely. I mean, you hit the nail right on the head in those two buckets. And I like to call them, there's the group that say want to hire, and then there's the group that says wait to hire. Mm-hmm. And it's a little bit frustrating, depending upon which one of those buckets that you're in. There are really talented folks out there, but like anything, they're the ones that are the most sought after, and you got to know what you're looking for, because talented to one type of company may not translate into talented for another type of company.
Right.
So that's kind of that first bucket. They want to hire, but they're saying, you know, where are the people?
There's another thing in that first group, folks. If somebody's looking for a good employee and they can't find anybody in the open market, so to speak, they're going to start poaching folks.
Yes.
And if you've got a good person that you don't want to get poached, you better love them up and make sure that they're appreciated and recognized and are engaged with you so they don't get poached. What do you think, Olala?
You're right on the money with that. It's interesting. There's an expression, people don't leave companies, they leave managers.
That's exactly right.
And how you manage your people, how you take care of them, how you appreciate them. Do you say thank you and I appreciate you more than you say, hey, I need to talk to you, and you're giving those loving spoonfuls of criticism.
Right.
And I do want to make a distinction. There is a big difference between telling someone, I appreciate what you're doing versus I appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big difference, and it lands differently for the person who hears it. So if you don't want your great, talented folks to abandon ship because the carrot is dangling in another spot, take the time to treat them like people and not units of production.
And recognize that they want to be successful, too. That they
Absolutely.
Want that inside of the macro success of your company, they want to have micro success in their assignment.
Makes perfect sense. And they're people. And I think sometimes we forget. They're some of them are broken and battle scarred, and they have their own problems, and they've got their own, you know, way of looking at things. And we don't as employers, we don't get to judge all of that stuff, because we all have that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, treat them with respect and dignity. Trust their judgment when it's appropriate to do so. And make them part of the whole, not make them feel like they're, you know, kind of isolated or siloed away from other things. Mm-hmm. Share information about other areas of the business, even if it's not relevant to their job, because people want to feel connected to, you know, all areas of the business.
Right, absolutely. So what about the second group that hasn't quite made up their mind?
Oh, wait to hire bunch.
Yeah.
The wait to hire. So a lot of that comes from fear and overwhelm. They don't understand the tax laws. When they make the leap into hiring, it feels like they're jumping into an abyss. So they're overwhelmed by what they perceive as a lot of hassle, a lot of red tape. Oh, my gosh, I don't want to have the government in my business. And it actually is not that, you know, clunky of a process. If you get a little guidance, it's like anything. But the hard thing about the wait to hire group is that they typically wait until it's almost too late. You know, they're turning away business. They're not getting invoices paid on time. They're buried under the day-to-day.
Isn't there really a fine line, though? I mean, don't you need to have a little bit of pain before you actually make that leap? Or, I mean, isn't that what we do? Because hiring an employee is a big deal. It's not only a big operational deal. It's a big management deal. It's a big financial deal. I mean, I don't think it's a bad thing to have a little pain first. You know, be a little bit bogged down, because if it's business oriented, if it's because you've got so much business you can't deal with it, then, you know, without another person, then that's a good reason.
Absolutely, and everybody has a different pain threshold, if we're going to use your analogy.
Yeah.
But I'm a big proponent in, as a business owner, wear every hat in your business first, so that you know where the pain is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a difference between work coming in and you being a machine of one trying to move everything, and then you being dysfunctional and disorganized. Some people are just dysfunctional and disorganized simply because...
And it has nothing to do with how much business they got. They'd be dysfunctional with half as much business, right?
That's right. So you have to be really honest about where is the nature of the overwhelm really coming. How do you know it's time to hire? I say a good indicator is, if you're not able to go out and find new opportunities for the business because you are inundated with non-revenue supporting and non-revenue generating things, it's probably time to hire. And there's kind of what I call the rule of three, which is outsourcing, then contracting, then hiring. And it's the stepping stone that I really try to walk people through.
Let's talk about those three in the next segment. That's a good list there, folks. If you're feeling pain from anywhere, though, you need more business. You've got the business, you can't fulfill it. Your customers, you're unable to take care of customers. You're getting in trouble with certain aspects of management, like accounting or whatever. Then those are good indicators that you need to hire somebody. 20 after the hour, right back with Olala and Jinga. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.